Robin and Maynard live.
Again?
The time is 6 a.m. God damn it.
Here's the latest time. It's now 6:05.
And we're on the air in 3, 2, 1.
Good morning to you. This is Studio Usher Ujada. Welcome to the show. Tough as nails on the outside and as smooth as a baby's bottom on the inside. A big baby with a head too big for its body and a diaper as full as the load you're about to get right now. Robin? Maynard?
You know who will be back on the show this morning, Madam Fabulina, in just a few minutes from right now is Jay, who is in the eye of the hurricane.
He's close.
Yeah, well, he's close to the, whatever you call it, the hurricane wall. He's at the station house in New Orleans. He stayed.
Well, the media had the right to stay. Media got a pass. One of the few groups that did get a pass.
Yeah, he chose to stay. I thought that little worm would scramble out of there, didn't you?
No. I think he likes danger.
Hang on just a second.
Yeah,
can you hold on?
Sure.
Take care of that.
This morning today is Monday. It's the final Monday of August, and
yeah,
then we move into September.
We're waiting for a call from Jay any moment now. He had to move studios because, get this, he's in New Orleans on the fifth floor of what is called the Bayou, his station in New Orleans, first week on the job. He said this 2 weeks has absolutely been nuts.
Why?
Well, he drove across the country in a U-Haul trailer to begin with, and pulling a trailer. And you know how it is when you pull into someplace new and you're trying to, you know, get your bearings, get oriented. It's no fun now, is it, party boy?
Well, I tell you what, I got my partying in, and this is easily the craziest 2 weeks of my life.
Jay, tell us what happened. The windows blew out in the studio. You stayed behind. You're in New Orleans. Where are you?
Well, I'm in New Orleans. I'm right downtown in the Central Business District, and I'm about 100 yards away from the Superdome. It's absolutely wretched. This is a horrible smell.
It's baby diaper is right. What it is. It is total baby diaper there.
The thing about that whole traffic was 24 hours to Jackson, Mississippi. Robert and Maynard took me 39 hours to get from Seattle to New Orleans.
Yeah.
That gives you...
You know what it gives us? It gives us a basis of comparison. So, Jay, yeah. What are you going to do for... what are you going to do for food? And with your city 10 feet below sea level and a surge at 30 feet, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're screwed.
What, do you have a bag of Doritos and a Pepsi machine?
I'd grab a few Pringles at the local mart.
God, at least they've got a thinking man in town now. That's all I... Good for New Orleans. Well, let's talk about the important thing since you've hit New Orleans. How's the talent?
Oh, I tell you what, they're either a 10 or a negative 5.
There's nothing in between.
The women are category 5.
By the way, one more thing.
Yeah.
Enjoy the gas prices from this. You guys are going to get boned.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. Thank you, baby. I love that little guy.
Hey, I wonder why Pat Robertson didn't turn the storm back this time.
He didn't care about New Orleans.
Here's Pat Robertson when he did turn a storm back. So why didn't he extend the same courtesy to Katrina?
Now we speak in your name to this violent storm, and we say to it, peace be still. In Jesus' name, we send it off from land. In Jesus' name, turn away. Watch what God is going to do.
Yeah, well, God just chunked off a huge chunk of the Superdome roof. I'm watching at this very moment an enormous piece just went flinging off into space.
Almost like being in the kingdom.
Kind of.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
You act so smug like you know what you're talking about, and I can tell you right now, sir, you do not. You think you're so smug.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
John Lovitz tells Robin and Maynard about his brief stint as a hospital orderly.
Oh, it's horrible.
What'd you do?
We had to,
come on.
You know, people would go to the bathroom in their bed.
You clean that.
It was literally the best job I ever had. Did the white people's butts. Like this one woman, she had a stroke. So she couldn't speak or anything. So she's lying in her bed.
Mm.
So she's going to the bathroom, but she's going... No, and I felt bad for her, but like after 20 minutes, it's like hot. And I'm like, oh, come on, push. But one of them, they do this. They go like this, help, help. Help. They just sit in their bed and go, help, help. And they didn't hear, help, help. Like that. I'd run in, as I'd run in the room, I go, what's wrong? What's wrong? They go, nothing. Just wanted to see if you're here.
The Robin and Maynard Show.